Today is March 31st. We're here in the race garage today. Pop's been working on rebuilding a Hemi engine that he sold to a gentleman out of Oklahoma. And we had a second. We thought we'd sit back and resume what we were talking from where we were talking the last time. And I believe we, if I'm not mistaken, Pop, we ended that interview. You had just finished second in a race in Hendersonville. Which I guess was the first race you technically run. And we were going to kind of, which I think was the springboard to your racing career. And you were going to kind of tell us where things went from there.
Well, actually, I should have won the race, but the switch cost me. It's one of them 37 Fords, and it's had that little flip up and down switch, and it flipped down and cut itself off. And time I got it back going, I was third, and where I had been leading it, and so wound up getting back up into the leader's door when the checkered flag fell. So I actually ran second.
Yeah, yeah. And I think you said something to the effect that you came home with some money in your hand that was more than you'd been making working. And
yeah, that was a good day. Wound up, I drove the car in Bud Moore's name. I didn't use my name, and
the crowd there thought Bud Moore was driving.
Yeah, Bud Moore was driving, and wound up I got home and went in the kitchen there where Dot and my mama was, and had that red dirt all over me, and I happened to pull out water money and. And my mom said, "He's drove that race car." I said, "Sure did." And Dot said, "She wasn't going to have that." So wound up, I had to carry Dot home.
Yeah.
Down in the country. Well, we got down there, and I told her mom I'd bring her home because she didn't want to live with me no more. And she said, "Well, she ain't staying here," said she. She'd go back with you. And said, "No more than what you're doing." Says, "There ain't nothing that. You do a whole lot worse things than that."
Yeah, yeah.
So she made her come back home with me.
Yeah.
So it went on from there to.
Dot finally came to peace with it, I guess.
Oh, she came to started enjoying it.
Yeah.
You know, being part of it.
Yeah.
And
well, how did it go from there? What happened?
Well, wound up, Dio was born in the latter part of that year.
Yep.
And so we went on from there. I built another race car, sold them, and I was building a lot of engines back then, and I was selling them, and wound up continue racing till. F.J. Bland had a Dodge built by Joe Rump, who maintained it, and I'd been following that car, you know, watching it, and it was a winning car. You'd get out front and somebody'd lose it, you know, they couldn't drive it, and because it was a four-spring car, and where everybody else been driving a two-spring car, like the Ford, and this was a Dodge, and it had four springs. So wound up, I told FG, I said, "FG, I can drive an old car if you'll ever give me a chance to do it." He said, "We may do that someday." So wound up over here at a racetrack, and after the race, the driver said, "He ain't driving that car no more." And so FG said, "Well, just meet us at the next racetrack," and says, "You can give it a shot at driving it." So I didn't say anything. We won the first four races in a row.
Wow. And, driving for F.J. Rump.
F.J. Bland.
F.J. Bland, excuse me.
With Joe Rump as a mechanic on it. And
yeah.
Joe was a brilliant man. And wound up with it selling the money situation. And I said, "Now, Mr. Bland," I said, "I hadn't said anything about this, but says, can I drive the car or can I?" He said, "It's yours as long as you want to drive it." Mm-hmm. So that's the way we went on there in 1950. And we won at one time we won 19 out of 20 races in a row, and that's when they named me the king of the modifieds. And
so at this point, they were calling it the modified. I
mean, it was the modifieds. Yeah. In other words, you could put multiple carburetors on. You could run magnetos, and you could run different type, but it still had to be a full-bodied car.
Yeah,
that's before they ever started cutting them up like they did later on.
Right.
You looked like you could put headlights and a taillight on the car and drive it down the road. Mm-hmm. That's how nice they were.
Was Mr. Bland and Mr. Rump out of Spartanburg?
Mr. Bland, he was from 96 South Carolina, and mm-hmm. Charlie Rush also drove a Dodge Ford also. Yeah. And now Joe Rump, he was out of Charlotte.
Yeah.
That's where the car was built at.
Gotcha. Now, so it sounds like you were building and building motors and building cars and doing a little bit on your own until you've had this ride, which kind of became your full-time ride? Or?
Yeah, but I still was doing mechanical work. I was still building engines for different people.
Yep. At this point, had you made it your full-time job doing this then, or no?
No, uh-uh.
Yeah.
Because, see, I was doing these other engines and fixing the cars. People that had a problem that nobody else could fix it, I had it all over town somewhere or another.
Yeah.
They'd bring it to me, and that's what I specialized in, fixing somebody else's problem.
Who was your main competition racing back then?
There were so many of them. You had a guy by the name of Buddy Schumann, who was a real old racer. You know, I'm not talking years. I'm talking about years of experience he had. He was a fairly young man. And he was in Glenn Dunaway. You had a whole slew of drivers out of Georgia, Billy Carden, Ed Samples, just goes on and on like that. It was all running in the modified division, and I guess in fact that was the main part of NASCAR, because NASCAR really wasn't catching on too good with the big cars, because they run the 100-mile race and they wasn't paying that much, because we could run 30 laps and we could make $300 or $400 and win the race, and they'd run 100 or 200 laps and not getting but 500 or 600.
Yeah.
So that's one reason I didn't go to the Grand National, because of the money situation per mile.
Yeah. The you know, winning like you were winning and being named king of the modifieds, were there any races in particular that stand out to you that you remember that were just particularly satisfying or exciting or anything?
Well, in 1950, there really was. A guy came from Mobile, Alabama, and he had heard about us, and he had had all those Georgia drivers and Alabama guys had been down to Mobile trying to outrun his boys, and he had heard about us and you know, winning all everything in the Carolinas. He wanted us to come down and run against his boys. Mm-hmm. And so he came up here and made a deal with FJ in 1950. And we went down there, and they did been wrong, really. I qualified, and when we lined up to go for the heat race, they put me in the rear. Mm-hmm. And I complained about it, but didn't do no good. So I went up and I won the heat race, from last to first in the heat race. Wound up, I said, well, that'll fix me up for the main event. Yeah. So when the main event come out, I still had to go to the rear.
What was their reasoning for that?
They run their races on a point system, you know, taking care of the people who race for them every week.
Yeah.
And I was outside, and I didn't have no points, so I went to the rear.
Yeah.
But I won the race. I blowed them away anyway. And
all right, we're going to resume. Dot has now joined us. And Dot, thank you for talking.
Thank you for asking.
Pop was just telling a story about how when he drove his first race, he came home and you weren't too pleased with that.
I wasn't.
Why not?
Well, I thought it was dangerous.
He said you were ready to leave him.
That's right.
But your mom and dad wouldn't have you back.
No, they wouldn't. They said he could do worse things than that.
Yeah, well. Now, he was just telling some stories about winning the modified races and with Mr. Bland and the mechanic Rump. And by this point, you were enjoying it and actively involved in it, is that right?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. We were taking the car. We didn't have enough money to have a trailer, so we towed the car.
Yeah.
So we were going to stop at this restaurant. And Brandon and I looked at it. I said, Cotton, there's a dang fool coming up right beside of us. I said, trying to pass us. Yeah. It was the race car.
It had gotten loose from the tow?
It got loose, yeah.
Did it crash in the ditch or what?
Oh, no. Cotton saved it.
Oh,
we
really?
Stopped. Well, that was sort of early in the morning, wasn't it, Cotton?
Yeah.
You know, and there wasn't as much traffic.
Yeah.
If it was like today, it'd be a lost cause.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was actually went with us to Mobile there, the first race we went, and her and Donnie.
Is that the one you're describing where they tried to
hoodoo you, but
you ended up winning anyway?
Where I went there the first time. I went there twice. You know, this is the first time.
Uh-huh.
She was there with all of us went down in FJ's car. And, it was three couples of us plus Donnie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Towing the race car.
Now, tell me again, just so I've got it on the record, what kind of car was this that you were winning with now? It was a
6-cylinder Dodge, 37 Dodge.
And was this the number 70A?
Number 70A, like Apple.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Painted with the lavender and white.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yep, I had that color ever since.
And they had them love bugs out there in Mobile. They'd pester you to death.
What were they?
They just called them love bugs, and they ran together.
You had to stop ever so often to clean the radiator out.
They stopped the bugs were that bad.
They stopped the radiator up the car.
Yeah.
And you had to clean them out, you know, run it cool.
Yeah.
And Brandon, it was hot, and Dio wanted something to drink.
Yeah.
Well, Rachel and Evelyn hadn't got there.
Yeah.
We got there first because with the race car.
Yeah.
Well, I was fixing to get us, I thought it was a fruit drink. It was Tom Collins. I'd never heard of a Tom Collins. I was going to get me and Dia one of those. Here come Rachel and Evelyn. Dot, that's alcohol. She said, you and Dio can't drink that. And would you believe they did not have Cokes or nothing like that. So Evelyn went and saw Mr. Branks, the man that owned it all.
Yeah.
And she told him.
Yeah.
She said, everybody don't drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she said, Cotton and his wife and their little boy, they got to have something to drink.
Yeah.
I want you to know he scuttered up and got us drinks.
Huh?
He got us something.
Huh.
I don't know if you sent after my wife.
Well.
Me and Dio was fixing to have a Tom Collins, and we thought it was a fruit drink. Because it had oranges, you know, and stuff. And, you know.
Well.
Dumb on such as alcohol, because we did. Yeah. I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
You know, who made what or what.
Now, were you keeping the car here in Spartanburg, or were they keeping it in Charlotte?
It was staying in Charlotte.
Yeah.
FG, I mean, Joe kept it.
Yeah.
Later on,
fine people. They
Mr. Branch came back again for a 75 lapper in Mobile, and wanted us to come back down there. And we hesitated because, you know, 75 lapped, and Mr. Bland couldn't go, and FJ couldn't go. FJ Bland couldn't go, and Joe Rump couldn't go.
No.
Yeah. So it wasn't nobody but me and Dot and D.O. could go. So wound up, he traded with us, made it with enough money to, we had to go, you know, couldn't turn it down. And so we loaded up, Dot, D.O. and myself, with the race car behind it, with a drum alky all up in the race car with the wheels and tires and the toolbox. Mobile, here we go.
Oh.
So we get in Mobile, and see, that car didn't have a starter on it. You had to push it off.
Yeah.
So Dodd had to push me every time every time we went out to the racetrack,
yeah.
out of the parking lot.
How'd you do in that race?
It took me about 40, 50 laps from the rear to beat him. I won it, a 75-lapper U.S. Gulf Coast Championship race in 1950 on Thanksgiving Day.
How about that?
That's I got the trophy here to prove it.
Well, now, what was your arrangement with them as far as your winnings? Were you just getting a percentage of what you won, or how were y'all working that? Or do you remember?
Yeah, it was just a percentage. I drove for 40% back then.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, that sounds pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah. Everybody that got in a race for, they were really nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Where all were y'all running?
All over the Carolinas, Georgia, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Is this when you were going to Charlotte a lot or no?
Oh, yeah, on Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they had a race day every Friday night.
Yeah, and y'all would make that trip up 29?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who was traveling? Was anybody else traveling with you back then as far as other family or any? Or
Oh, yeah, a lot of nice. They'd just load up a whole car load that would go with us.
Had a good time.
Yeah.
And you know, you didn't make a whole lot of money, but everybody was so nice.
Yeah.
And they enjoyed themselves.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.